Right, we are here at the National Corn Growers Association booth at Trade Talk for NAFB. With me is Bart Schott, who is from North Dakota. And if there's any state that's having some corn harvest problems, it would be North Dakota. So let's talk about the harvest or lack of progress with the harvest in your part of the world.
There's been a few fields started. It's all over 30%. There has been a few guys that have brought samples in that are under 30%. But to give you a true picture, most guys are kind of finishing up their soybeans now. The soybeans actually this last week got under 13% moisture, so we're making big progress on that crop. And then I think next week there'll be some pretty much general starting on the corn crop. And by the way, our corn crop up there is probably the best one we've ever had. So we're looking at this jewel out in the field, and we want to get to it as quick as we can.
Well, there's been a lot of talk about just leaving in the fields through winter. Have you talked to farmers thinking about that, letting it wait another 3 months or so?
You know, last year we got blizzarded in, mm-hmm. and there were a few guys that left it out all winter, and they actually turned out pretty well. It was dry, it gained test weight, and we have an individual by the name of Ken Hallebang up at NDSU that told us that if it's 25 moisture and 52 test weight, just leave it out, and it'll be fine, and you'll combine it in the spring, and he was really right. I mean, the guys that did that turned out just fine.
Well, it saves a lot of money on drying costs, huh?
Well, and handling, and you don't get discounted at the elevator for low test weight corn. Oh.
Well, that's great, though. And that is the case here. We were looking at, you know, they're still talking about the second largest harvest on record, even with all of the issues. We had the wet spring, and now we've had a wetter fall that's delaying harvest. What does that say about the productivity of the American farmer?
You know, if there's ever been a debate about us not being able to produce enough corn to feed, you know, the exports and the livestock industry and the ethanol industry, I think that this will be the second year in a row that we've proved them all wrong on that, because of the technology and you know, we're producing more corn on less acres than we were 20 years ago, 5 years ago, and so I think we've pretty much disproved that theory.
Well, and the corn growers are also trying to get that word out to the general public. You've done some new videos that talk about sustainability, that talk about, you know, puts really a face on the farmer out there. Tell me about these videos that you have out and what, you know, what the message is that you're trying to get out and how people are reacting to it.
Sure. There's a perception out there that there is no family farmer left. Somehow that rumor got started, and of course, NCGA did a video on the American farmer, the family farm, as well as precision farming. And I happened to be in the American farmer one, and they came out to my farm, and we're trying to prove to the disbelievers that there still are 95% of us are still family farmers. And so it features my son and our operation, and it's done very well. And so I think that we still need to push that message that the American family farmer is alive and doing well, and that there is another generation ready to take over.
Reports of the demise of the American farmer have been greatly exaggerated.
Pretty much, yeah, pretty much.
Well, let's talk about just the corn growers being here at an event like the National Association of Farm Broadcasting. If anybody's never been here, they don't know what this is like, this trade talk where you're talking to dozens and dozens of farm broadcasters from all over the country. Why is it so important for the National Corn Growers Association to be here?
I think it just proves that the organizations are coming together to focus on ag issues, and you know, we all need each other to keep ag going and to keep the right spotlight on the right areas of ag that make the most sense.
Well, speaking of that, we've got a lot of issues going on in Washington with the climate change bill and you know, even the health care bill that will impact rural America. How is NCGA involved in making sure that the corn growers' voice is heard on the Hill?
We kind of came together with Colin Peterson on the health bill to make sure that the ag issues were addressed and to give influence there. And, of course, the House bill passed with the ag amendments we wanted. And, of course, now that it's in the Senate, because we have this neutral stance on the bill, we're allowed to be at the table to make sure that the same provisions that were in the House bill are in the Senate bill and actually improved. And so do we like the bill? Does it need improvement? Yes. And by the way, this is a very complicated bill.
Oh, no kidding. Well, really, that's all the questions I have, Bart. Is there anything else you'd like to add? Anything that you're hearing from the broadcasters out here that they're interested in that they want to talk about?
There seems to be a lot of talk about, you know, this is a really big corn crop. Are we going to get it off on time? And you know, is the timing issue going to be there? And I, you know, I'd like to put a little bit of that to rest, that if we would get a few more weeks of really nice weather, we'll get this corn crop off in good shape. It'll be a record crop, and we'll take care of our livestock friends, our ethanol friends, and our export business as well.
Well, that's good news. So thank you very much, Bart Schott with the National Corn Growers Association and a corn farmer from North Dakota. I'm Cindy Zimmerman reporting.